My day with the candidate begins bright and early at the Hell's Kitchen headquarters of his supermarket empire, oil company, and real estate business. He slides into the company Mercedes, followed by his driver, photographer, campaign staff, and me. Then we're off to Staten Island.
The first thing I could really use your help on is how to pronounce your last name.
Katsimatidis.
Katsimatidis.
Otherwise known as the Catman.
I'm game, so I ask, as mayor, what would the Catman do?
Number one, keep our city safe. Do not give the streets back to the hoodlums.
For example, he says he supports stop and frisk, and he'd like to keep Ray Kelly as police commissioner.
Number two, I said that on January 3rd, I will freeze all taxes that the mayor is responsible for.
He says he's all about jobs and promoting small business. In fact, he says that's what we're about to do. We pull up next to two dump trucks with giant signs that say Joe Loda's tolls kill Staten Island. Steve Margarella owns a nearby concrete company. He says he's angry about the price hike on the Verrazano Bridge while Joe Loda was MTA chairman. So he's voting against him in the Republican primary.
And that's why we're here to support John Katsimatidis, our next mayor.
The businessmen embrace and smile for the cameras. Next, a tour of sandy-damaged stores in Stapleton. Katsimatidis walks into Pat Barbado's electronics shop and steadies himself on the floor, which is still warped by floodwaters.
I mean, basically, we're still trying to get back on.
How much water came in here?
The basement was completely covered.
Wow.
We had to rebuild and...
Did you get any help from the government?
No, none whatsoever.
Zero.
Zero.
Did your insurance company pay you anything?
No.
Zero.
Zero.
That's wrong.
That's
wrong. As a long-time store owner, I feel your pain.
It's a line he uses a lot, borrowed from his friend Bill Clinton. Katsimatidis, a former Democrat, calls himself a Republican liberal. His daughter married Richard Nixon's grandson, whom she met through Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney. And it's hard to figure out where some of his ideas fall on the political spectrum. Take his plan to host a World's Fair in every borough.
I went to the 64 World's Fair. For a poor kid from a poor side of town, I had a wow moment.
He's also floated the idea of a monorail that runs alongside the Long Island Expressway.
I've been a CEO, I've been a leader for 44 years. I'm a visionary, I keep an open mind, I create.
Then, as his driver begins to tell me his views on city politics, the Catman's eyes close. His head droops to the side, and he takes a little cat nap. Then the candidate and his wife, Margot, are off to an event at Sylvia's in Harlem. Katsimatidis calls these things friendraisers, not fundraisers, because he's paying for his own campaign. He's already spent $6 million or so, and he says he's prepared to spend as much as it takes. It's all part of his rags-to-riches story, which he tells again at Sylvia's.
I feel like I'm back home again. I just grew up about 10 blocks away from here.
Back then, his father was a busboy for a restaurant chain.
They used to advertise their daily news 99-cent sale on Sunday afternoon.
Now, he lives in the East Side apartment that belonged to the chain's owner. Only in America, he says.
God bless America!
It isn't all just happy endings, though. The writer Frank Rich recently tweeted that if you want to know what the city would be like under Katsimatidis, just walk into any Gristidis supermarket. The stores have been sued for their labor practices and denounced for high prices. Still, at number 132 on the Forbes list of richest Americans, Katsimatidis says he must be doing something right.
Say hello to John Katsimatidis.
It's after 9 by the time we head to the Santa Rosalia Festival in Bensonhurst. A group of supporters wave and cheer as Katsimatidis and his wife march past the sausage stands and funnel cakes.
Cats for mayor. If you represented John Katz, put those signs up in the air.
Eric Corbell and Mike Greco watch as the politicians pass by.
John Katz for mayor is walking by.
What do you think of John Katsimatidis?
I don't know too much about him, to be honest with you. I might vote for him because I don't know much about him, which might be a good thing, you know?
Name recognition is only part of Katsimatidis' challenge. Some people who do know who he is say he doesn't have enough political clout to be mayor. He's just comic relief in an already zany race. But Catsimatidis says he has a message for his critics.
I made $3 billion. What did they do?
With that, Catsimatidis drops a 20 into the collection box at the shrine of Santa Rosalia, who is known for her miracles. A recent poll had him 6 points behind Loda, and he could use a little luck. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.